You are the apple of my eye. You are the sugar in my tea. Without you in my life, I've been so happy, Lord, from the day I came to you. You turned my life around. I cannot live without you. That's why I'm saying,
give me my praise and praise His name.
The one of God. If there is a man to pray,
il y a un homme pour prier.
If there is a man to pray,
il y a un homme pour prier.
Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, and be made conformable unto his death. We're going to pray a very practical prayer. Very practical prayer. Lord,
Seigneur,
help me to know you.
À te connaître.
He said that I may know him.
Que je le connaisse.
Help me to know you as a person,
que
not
te
a feeling.
Dans ta personnalité.
Not a feeling.
Pas
not
un
an idea.
Pas une idée.
Him. Him.
Lui.
Not an idea, not a feeling.
Pas une idée, pas
I
un
want
sentiment.
To know you.
Je veux te connaître.
As a person.
En tant que personne.
There's a difference between a person and a human being.
Il y a une différence entre la personne et l'être humain.
A human being is one who has got bone, blood,
l'être
flesh.
Humain a les os, le
but
corps,
a personality
sang.
Is one who has got three things.
Mais la personnalité, c'est trois choses.
Oui.
La volonté.
Emotion.
L'émotion.
Feeling.
Et le ressentiment.
That I may know him.
Que je le connaisse.
And when you know him, there are three things that happen.
Et quand vous le connaissez, il y a trois choses.
The power of his resurrection.
Il y a la puissance de sa
when
résurrection.
You know him, power becomes natural.
La puissance devient naturelle.
When you know him,
quand vous le connaissez,
power is exposed to you.
La puissance est exposée
à vous. And the power of his resurrection.
La puissance de sa
résurrection. And the fellowship of his suffering.
Et la communion de sa souffrance. Quand vous le connaissez,
what others cause suffering to you is fellowship.
La souffrance devient une communion.
While others are stranded because,
quand les autres sont déçus,
you know, they are weeping or crying because they are stranded. To you, you are enjoying God.
Vous réjouissez de sa présence.
When you know him,
quand vous le connaissez,
suffering is fellowship.
La souffrance devient une communion.
And be made conformable.
Et que nous soyons conformes
unto his death.
À sa mort.
Having an understanding.
Et la compréhension.
That I'm ready.
Vous êtes prêts?
To even lay my life down.
Pour laisser votre vie.
When you see people who still have a level of fear.
Il y a des gens qui ont peur.
They don't know him.
Ils ne connaissent pas le Seigneur.
One of the proofs I know.
L'un
when
des
you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit,
vous avez une
I
relation
know.
Avec le Saint-Esprit.
One of the things that is evident in your life and very strong
dans votre vie et fort.
Is boldness.
C'est le courage.
Boldness.
Le courage.
Those who say if I perish, I perish. They don't perish.
Je péris.
Those who say if I perish, I perish. They don't perish.
Ceux qui sont prêts à périr, ne
but
périssent
those
pas.
Who are afraid to perish, always perish.
Mais ceux qui ont peur, périssent toujours.
Those who say if I perish, I perish.
Ceux qui disent si je péris, je péris.
They don't perish.
Ils ne périssent jamais.
Are you following me?
Est-ce que vous me suivez?
That's the truth.
C'est la vérité.
Risk.
Le risque.
Risk.
Le risque.
Risk.
Le risque.
Is what it takes to rise.
C'est ce qu'il faut pour se lever.
In every major organization, there is a risk management department.
Dans toute majeure organisation, il y a
those are the people that manage risk.
Il y a des gens qui étudient le risque.
You are about to go into this thing. Is it there? Should we dare it?
Est-ce que cela doit réussir ou pas?
Am I communicating? And that's why we need to pray.
Pourquoi nous devons prier?
Whether you like it or not, you will die one day.
Si vous voulez ou pas, vous allez mourir un jour.
Stop, God forbid. You won't live in this world forever.
Vous pouvez pas vivre.
As a matter of fact, you get so old to a point that you will be tired.
Même.
Imagine you get to 150, for example.
150 ans.
As a matter of fact, they don't keep you at home abroad. They keep in old people's home. I saw a lady from Japan, the oldest woman in the world. So they said, I argued it with them. I said, you have not come to my country. Oh. You're analyzing old woman 117. My country, we have some witches.
Nous avons des sorciers dans mon pays.
Is it true? There are some witches. 125, she still goes to market.
125 ans, ils vont toujours au marché.
I said, so don't assess or analyze old age because of Japan. What is here? You come to chronic villages.
Village,
so they kept her in old people's home.
On l'a amené dans une maison de
retraite. Sometimes you go. But it's important for you to go at the right time.
C'est bon de
go well. Go fulfilled. And go in God.
Avec
not go like a chicken.
Pas parti comme un poulet.
Like 176 people that were blown in the air. That, to me, that was a stupid way to die. And that way, both the country stupid, the pilot stupid. That's the truth. A country has just threatened America and you are passing their airspace. Are you not mad? It's a stupid way to die. When I said this is stupid. A country just said anywhere from now, they are going to release missiles on the military base. Missiles go through the air. And you are the pilot, you are coming from Ukraine, you are passing that airspace. It's stupid. And you country, if you are not equally stupid, when you want to release missiles, why didn't you shut down your airspace? So you see, stupid people meet. Stupidity is allowed, but overdose of it is what's the problem. So when I saw that, I'm like, this is what kind of debt is this? 176 wasted. And you say it's a mistake. That's not a mistake. Before you release a missile, it shows if it's a passenger jet or a fighter jet. It will show. You're not talking to that. That's not a mistake. It will show if it's a passenger jet or a fighter jet. And you don't blow up a passenger jet. Because they can't fight you with a passenger jet. Where would they throw the missiles from? It's just a generation of wicked people. Are you following me? Generation of wicked people. I know they watch me from Iran. Don't bother. I'm not coming. So don't even bother. Don't bother. I'm not going to those kind of places. I never liked to go before. Because you just see wicked people everywhere. Glory be to God. So what I'm saying is that when you see people die cheaply, it's just... Are you following me? So when I saw that, I kept quiet. I've not made a comment on it. I've not talked about it. And I'm like, no, you don't die like this. There are certain things where, you see, this ability, this confrontational ability where you are not yet cooked, is a risk. You don't go and burn your father's idol when you are not solid. Some people burn idols when they are not normal. They carry craze from there. Insanity begins. Having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is said concerning Jesus. I said, take the child now, run. It's the time to run. He ran. Jesus, Son of God. Jesu Christi. the angel of the Lord said to Joseph, run. For now, run. Save your life. He ran. After a while, he returned, for they are dead. Uh-huh. John the Baptist remained in the wilderness until the day of his showing forth. There's a day of your showing forth when you are cooked. One time God said to Elijah, arise, hide thyself. When he was prepared, he said, now show thyself. Okay? As I... Lord, help me to
know.
Not just the God that my pastor preaches about.
Non seulement le Dieu
the
que mon
God
père
that
Christ,
I have a personal relationship.
Une relation personnelle.
Oh Lord,
oh
help
Dieu,
me to know
aide-moi
you
à te
personally.
Personally.
Lift your right hand and say, my Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
Shout it loud and clear.
My Father.
As I begin to pray, help me to know you. Personally, Lord God Almighty,
que le Seigneur, Dieu Tout-Puissant,
like he did to Moses,
comme il a fait à Moïse,
reveal himself personally
se révèle à vous personnellement.
In Jesus' name.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
Hymn 26. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassion, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Amen. How many of you have been very participatory in the life in the spirit? How many of you have been very participatory? You have been fully involved in the life in the spirit. I'm not sure this number come for prayers. You just lied. Being participatory is not just fasting privately. You come to church when it's time to pray, and you've not missed one day. Let me see your hand. You've not missed one day in the prayers in church. Wave it. Let me see the hand. You've not missed one day in coming to pray in church. Pastor Jared, do we have this number coming? No, you might miss a session. I mean, you have not missed a day, either the evening or something. You've not missed one day. Okay. Some people just enjoy raising their hand. Have you not been fasting? Have you been fasting? Have you missed a day? Anything, we just enjoy it. Amen. Look on left and right, tell your neighbor, I love you and there is nothing you can do about it. John chapter 1. Just make sure that's not somebody's wife you told them. Amen. You love her with the love of the Lord. Praise God. John chapter 1. And we'll do verse 37 to verse 46. You know the way we do it? I'll take the first, you take the second, we'll just go. When we get to 46, we'll take it together. And two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Verse 38. He said unto them, come and see. They came and saw. Here he dwelt and abode with him that day. For it was about the 10th hour. He first findeth his own brother Simon and said unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. Verse 42. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, find that Philip, and said unto him, follow me. Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Verse 46. Nathanael, can any good thing come out of me? Come and see. Unction for evidence. Unction for evidence. Unction for evidence. Unction for evidence. Now, let me digress a little bit because we need this. John, the Gospel of John is the last book of the Bible. Okay? Why I need to tell you that is so that you know that every account you see in John is more accurate than Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Luke is more detailed because Luke was a doctor and doctors are detailed. Luke was a medical doctor. Okay, Luke wrote actually the book of Acts. That is why you see when he started in Acts chapter 1, he read Matthew, he read Mark's account, he read Luke's account, he read all they wrote. He wrote Revelation actually before he wrote the book of John. That was why when he wanted to write the book of John, he had to study from Genesis. All that writers, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, started from the life of Christ, when Christ was born. But John started from Genesis. That is why John chapter 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning, he had to go and start from Genesis. He knew much about Christ because while he was living with the mother at home, There are some things about Jesus that the disciples didn't know that Mary told him. That was why in John 21, 25, he said, there are so many things about Jesus that if books were written in this world, there would not be book enough to contain, because the mother told me. Are you following what I'm saying? Why I'm saying this is so that when I now begin to build my case on this chapter, because we always thought that Peter met Jesus in Luke chapter 5, when he was trying to catch some fishes and there was no net. You remember the story? There was no boat. We all think that was the first time they met. No! Jesus had known Peter before that time. It was the pre-knowledge he had of him that made him select his boat in the midst of others. We just saw now that it was this encounter, Andrew the brother, that brought Peter to Jesus. You see why you have to be serious with life? Andrew brought him, but Peter stole the show. So life is not about first timers or first comers. It's for those who are serious. What you put into life is what life gives back to you. Garbage in. If you are serious with life, no matter, it's like when you fast and pray on nothing, you reap nothing. I told you last Sunday, when you sow noise, you reap echo. So you've got to be serious. So the place where we read from, the Bible says, a man called John the Baptist was talking. While he was talking, oh boy, Andrew was actually a disciple of John the Baptist. He was not a disciple of Christ. But he was following John the Baptist, and they were sleeping in the wilderness. John the Baptist did not have accommodation. So all their problem daily was, where do we stay? Nobody likes to identify with a futureless cause. Cause, C-A-U-S. Any cause that has no future, no man is ready to identify with it. The reason you have people today who till tomorrow are trooping into civil service, despite they know salaries can be held, salaries can be truncated, is because of they want to build a career. They know that after 35 years, they have what? They have what? Pressure. Pension. Sorry. Gratuity. They compile all you've labored for. That is why everybody likes to identify with what has a future. And they met with Christ and they asked him, where do you dwell? And he said, come and see, come and see, come and see, come and see. Evidence is not evidence until it is picture. Evidence is not heard. Evidence is not thought about. Evidence is seen. But before I go further, let me say this to you. After today, when people ask you, where is your God? You will tell them, come and see. When people are looking for someone who has been favored, they will hear, come and see. When they are looking for the blessings of God, the favor of God, the mercies of God, the abundance of God, your life shall become the evidence of his glory, the evidence of his wealth, the evidence of his blessing, the evidence of his lifting. If your amen is louder, you are the one I just spoke to. Builds up a case. It's called witness. 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 It builds up a case. And when you are admitted to stand in the dock as a witness, you are not there because of hearsay. The definition of witness is someone in possession of evidence. Current, someone who is fully aware and cognizant with the matter on ground. Without witness, you are a rumor monger. Not without evidence, you are a rumor monger, not a witness. Rumor monger, rumor monger. We say what we call rumor is somebody who heard something and is spreading it without being a witness. So when the Bible says, come and see, Jesus was saying, I want to present evidence. The height of evidence is picture. Picture. I say this to you before I go further. As you hear the sound of my voice, the era where people looked for your testimony is over. After now, they shall see it. In John chapter 3 verse 27, Jesus said, nothing is given to any man. John was speaking. He said, no man take anything to himself except it was given to him from above. Am I speaking here? The Bible says in the book of John chapter 8 verse 31 and 32, he said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, for you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. It is Jesus that set you free, but it's the truth that makes you free. There is somebody under the influence of my voice. In Psalm chapter 34 verse 8, he said, oh, test and see. I'm talking of picture. Oh, test and see that the Lord is good. In Isaiah chapter 33 and verse 17, he said, my eyes shall behold the king in his beauty, and my eyes shall see the land afar off. This is the generation of a group of people who are rising up on the backside of the mountain, who God will begin to make their life a display. Identifying with God, the platform. Identifying with God is the platform for pictorial evidence. When I talk of evidence in this context, I'm not talking about a breakthrough people here. I'm not talking about an expectation that is imagined. I'm talking about a result that is seen. I'm not talking about something you hope for. I'm not talking about something you expect. I'm talking of something that manifests pictorially. Jesus didn't say, come and hear. Jesus didn't say, come and feel. He said, come and see. They identified with him. Until they identified with him, evidence was not inside. So identifying with God is the platform. When until future becomes picture, value is not in view. Until future becomes picture, until people see your future today, until there is something they can identify with, until future becomes picture, value is not in view. Nobody places value on a man who they don't sense have a future around him. That's the sum total of that long word. Nobody places value on a man. When somebody has a child and you do not understand, he's a truant in school, he doesn't stay in class, he's not serious, you begin to fear for what? For his future. So value is minimized when future is not in view. When you are not sure that this person has a future. Everyone wants to identify with something that has got a future. Am I communicating here? I'm trying to lay that down so that when we begin to build our case, you have a proper grasp and understanding of what I'm trying to share. It's very important. Amen. I said amen. When the blessings of God will come, many people, we are still with John. Because you understand, it was only Andrew that was sensitive to the day of visitation. How did I know that many disciples were still with John? You remember in Matthew chapter 11, John asked them, he said, go and ask him, are you the one? Or should we, do you remember? Or should we expect another? Meaning, many people saw Jesus pass by. Only Andrew connected. I'm sure many of them were waiting for visitation. Many of them were waiting for testimony. But they were not sensitive when the testimony came. I remember when we were in campus, in our finals, we were praying for revival, praying for a breakthrough, praying for everything, praying for this, praying for that. And then when we saw in the notice board, there was a circular that no more ninth prayer. No more ninth prayer, and underneath, nobody signed. So we didn't know where it came from. Nobody signed. Normally it should be school management, school authority, directly from the chancellor's office. Nobody signed. No more ninth prayers. Now, normally, people hold parties at night. There are gatherings at night. So the right word would have been no more ninth gathering. But it was ninth prayer. So we knew it was targeted at us. So we continued praying. We were praying for the move of God. Praying for the move of God. Praying for the move of God. But I noticed our number was dropping. 29 to 11 to 6. There was a time I went to the prayer chapel, the small place we were praying, and I was the only one there. Nobody came. All of a sudden, under pressure, everybody became busy. As soon as that circular was posted, people created events for themselves. Created reasons why they would not be available. I got into that place and I was praying. Somebody said, "You are the only one here. Why don't you go?" I said, "No." 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. I was praying through the night and I felt a presence of God upon my life. I felt an anointing of God so strong upon my life. The power of God was so heavy upon me. And I went back. When I was done, I prayed. I went to the house. As I was entering the house, some minutes to five, as I was entering, a little girl ran out. She went to ease herself. As she was passing me, she landed the ground. As I was walking in, the father heard the noise and came out. He landed the ground. The mother on the ground. As I opened the door to walk in, one of my roommates on the ground. I was wondering. I had to go back to the place of prayer. I said, "Lord, reduce this thing so I can communicate with people." I've seen that happen many times as I wait on the Lord. There was a presence that was... What am I trying to say? I'm sure that day of that visitation, that was the day of the outpour. But because of that circular that was posted, many people who have been praying for that revival were not around when that revival came. There are so many times we pray for a helper, we pray for a breakthrough, and when God brings it your way, you don't handle it like this is an answer to your prayer. So God carries it to somebody that will place value on that result. Because sometimes answers don't come like answers. Answers can come dressed in rags, and you do not value them because of their packaging. When answers come to a man's life, they come wrongly packaged. They don't come with the right packaging. So if you are not careful, when the answers come, you may still be praying, just like what happened in Acts chapter 12, when Peter came and stood by the door. Rhoda saw Peter and went back to prayer. Many times when the answer comes, when God releases an answer for us, because of lack and low or minimal sensitivity, we lose those very answers. But I pray for your antenna to be sharp. I pray for your spirit to be alive, so that when answers come, when the breakthrough comes, the opportunity comes, when it comes your way, God will give you power to maximize it.
Amen.
Osata Barata. I don't understand how to explain this to you. How to explain this? How? Paul had problems with the disciples. He had problems with the people he was sent to. As a matter of fact, there was a time, if you read Galatians 4, I think verse 16, they were keeping malice with Paul. Paul said, "Have I now become your enemies because I told you the truth?" Galatians chapter 4, if you read verse 16. He said, "Have I not become your enemies because I tell you the truth?" In fact, in verse 19, he said, "My little children, in whom I travail in birth until Christ be formed in you." In fact, in verse 20, he said, "I'm going to talk to you in another language because I doubt you." He said, "I desire to be present with you now and to change my voice." Why? "I stand in doubt of you." Ephesians 4:14 said, "They have become like little children, tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine." So to properly get an understanding of what I'm sharing with you, evidence is not heard. Evidence is seen. Evidence is a picture. Yeah, how the Bible began, it explained to us that these people asked questions. Where do you dwell? Where? You cannot be a believer who is dumb not to ask questions. Matthew 27:22. Pilate asked, "What shall I do with Jesus called Christ?" Matthew 27:22. "What shall I do with Jesus called Christ?" In Luke chapter 3, verse 10, the people asked John, "What shall we do?" In Luke chapter 3, verse 12, the publican asked him, "What shall we do?" In Luke chapter 3, verse 14, the soldiers ask him, "Master, what shall we do?" In Matthew 19:16, somebody met Jesus and said, "Good master, What must I do? Luke 18:18, he repeated the same thing. Luke 10:25, the same thing was repeated. Mark 10:17, I think, the same thing was repeated. What shall I do? What shall I do? In Luke 16:3, a man said, my master takes away the stewardship from me. I cannot dig to beg because I'm ashamed. What shall I do? In Acts 9:6, Paul asks, what would you have me? Acts 16:30. When they were coming out of prison, they asked the jailer, he said, what must I do to be saved? A Christianity of productivity is a Christianity bettered in inquiry. A productive Christianity is bettered on the premise of inquiry. Where you daily ask heaven questions. Where you daily ask heaven questions. Koparata shagaba. Intekuso parataga. All the while we are waiting on the Lord, we started on the second, I started before then. But as we were doing that, I kept asking just one question. There was something I needed to find out. And I was asking God about it. And the Lord was quiet, he won't say anything. I was asking God about it. And the Lord was quiet. He didn't say anything. As I got into Oakland in California, as I got to where I was resting, I finished praying. Because I didn't understand the time. They are 9 hours behind. So I didn't understand the timing. I've been to several places, 6 hours behind, 5 hours. This was 9 hours behind, or somewhere before. As I stood up, my body is still responding to morning here, and their time was evening. As I stood up, I felt, did this happen to you? I felt the Holy Ghost hug me. I felt an embrace, something, so I staggered back to the bed. They take your pen, the answer. To what you are inquiring, and as the answer came, you know what comes with the answer? Can you describe the peace? No. That's what the Bible says. It passed. I felt. I wrote it. One time, I was asking the question again. And I said to the Lord, I need the answer to this. I need the answer to this. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, I will not only talk to you about it, I'll talk to your wife about it. I said, okay. The answer. How do I present it to my wife? So one time I came from a journey, I told him, this is what the Holy Spirit said. As I said to her, she went on her knees, said, Jesus. I said, what? Just yesterday. Jesus. She said it for a long time. I knew why she was doing that on her knees. I was just saying, thank you, Lord. Doesn't know that we have discussed this matter before. Thank you, Lord. You did. She's just hearing from me now that I made. So that you go. I will tell her to prove to you that this is my purpose. You need to make inquiry. You don't just marry. You don't just park into a house. That it is cheap or is on the road, on the express, doesn't mean it's your own. Stop saying the location is good. It's not the location. We are talking of your future. You don't buy land because it's in a good location. You buy land because it's approved of God. You don't do things because they are easily available. What made other people see that land and left it? You don't know. You are thinking this is breakthrough. Some breakthroughs can break your head. Prayer of inquiry. You don't just carry your bag. You are going to a place to do ministry without asking God questions. You don't see a sister because she sings well, she does everything well in church. What you are seeing is the path she's showing you in church. Inquiry! When David came back from a battle, Akaborata, David was a soldier, a a militant, a military bushwhack. He was a major general in the army as at that time. It was when he was about dying that he became a general in the army. 2 Samuel chapter 11, when kings go forth to battle, that was when he became a general. As at the time when they stole, in 1 Samuel 30, when they stole his goods, took his wife, took his children, and he returned back, the Bible says he wept and people wept until they had no more power to weep. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, from verse 6 to verse 9, even though he was going through losses, he still asked God a question: shall I pursue? Will I overtake? And the Bible says the Lord said, pursue, overtake, and without fail, recover all. You don't have to do things because you feel like doing them, or because somebody's talking you into it. Somebody just told you about a business, tell the person, let me pray. Somebody just told you about a house accommodation, tell the person, let me pray. Someone just told you there is somebody who does a visa. This is a visa agent. He can do visa to America or visa to London or to Europe. Tell the person, let me pray. Someone just told you, there's somebody who I feel you should get married to because you are overdue. Tell them, let me pray. There's an accommodation that's available and it's very cheap. Very cheap. In fact, they said the man is stranded. He wants to sell the property. Let me pray. Am I speaking to somebody now? He said, thou shalt hear a voice behind thee, and he shall say, this is the way. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 21, and this is the way, walk in it. I've come to tell you right now that this is the generation of people that will make prayers of inquiry. You will no more make mistakes in life. You will no more make mistakes in life. You will no more be disadvantaged. If your amen is louder, you are the one I just spoke to.
Amen.
You begin to see evidence. Evidence. Somebody shout evidence. Matthew 21:42. Mark 12:11. The stone that the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. And it is what? It is what? It is what? Marvelous in our eyes. Before I go further, let me decree upon your head. Let me decree upon your life. This second Sunday of January 2020, someone under the influence of my voice, I see evidence showing up in your direction. I see evidence showing up for you. You will live a life of evidence. If your amen is loud, you are the one I just spoke to.
Amen.
Take your seat. What are the dimensions of evidence, the characteristics and proofs of evidence? What are the things we see in a man's life and we know that evidence is in sight? What are the yardsticks for measuring evidence? The Bible says they asked Jesus, where do you dwell? Number one, proof of evidence is settlement. Where do you dwell? Settlement. Somebody say, settle me. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Colossians 1:23 says, if you continue in faith, be grounded and settled. 1 Peter 5 and verse 10. He said, God will establish you and settle you after you've suffered a while. God will establish you and settle you. In Psalm 119 verse 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. When you see settlement, is a proof of evidence. Do you know this generation? This generation is a generation of competition. We live in a generation where people don't expect you to do well. Have you discovered when you see a friend you've not met for years, as soon as he sees you, your strength, pleasantries, the next thing he asks you is, where are you? Even when some know you are nowhere, they want you to say it yourself. Where are you now? What are you doing now? Two reasons why they ask you. Number one, they want to check if your life is better than their lives. They want to mock you. And there are a few other scanty, scarce, limited few who are asking that question because they want to help. But majority, Most of the time, many of them who ask such questions is so they can weigh to check if your life is better than their life. You now say, I'm in the village tribe. Are you serious? You know, after we left school, you know, and there are some of you who do not even understand. You know, the level you are now that you are complaining to God about somebody strange to be like you. Why are people envious of you? It's because they can't imagine at this stage. But you do not value what you have now. You know why people lose opportunities? People can't manage what they don't deserve. Write that down. I said that in California. What people don't deserve, they can't manage. They destroy with their hands. What they don't deserve, they can't manage. So there are issues back to back. Issues because this is a level you don't deserve. You complain about what God has given to you right now because you do not deserve. Am I talking to somebody? They followed him. Where? Write this down. Settlement is not a decision, it's a discovery. Settlement. Where dwellest thou? Is it because they could not make up their mind to get somewhere of their own? But they needed to discover where he dwells. Masupratigalia. Settlement is not a decision, it's a discovery. A man called Mike Mudock said that your assignment is not your decision, your assignment is your discovery. Am I speaking to somebody now? You have to discover the plans of God for your life. Where dwellest thou? Where do you dwell, Master? In other words, until God is involved in your settlement is incomplete. God, until he is involved in your settlement, is incomplete. Where do you dwell? You need to understand, everyone under the sound of my voice, God wants to settle you. There are some of you, it's in the area of your marriage. I want to say this to you as your pastor and prophet, that 2020 will not escape without you getting married. I want to say to you as your pastor and prophet, that 2020 will not escape without you having a baby of your own. I want to say this to you as your pastor and prophet, that 2020 will not pass by without financial blessings coming your way. I see the blessings of God that make it rich and added no sorrow. God is about to release a blessing upon somebody's life. God is about to release a breakthrough upon the life of a brother and a sister. You are about to be settled. You are about to be settled. Maritally, you will be settled. Materially, you will be settled. Financially, you will be settled. In your health, you will be settled. My God is about to settle you. The days of confusion is over. The days of struggle is over. The days of guesswork is over. The days of roller coaster stride is over. There is a settlement from heaven that is coming upon your life. There's a settlement from God that is coming upon your destiny. Lift your hand, shall settle me.
Settle me.
Settle me.
Settle me.
2 years ago, you were confused. Is it America? Is it London? You did a visa, you didn't get it. Last year, you were confused. Is it a business? You started business, it didn't work. But this year, settle me, Lord. Settle me, Lord. I'm tired of making mistakes. Where dwellest thou, O God? Settle me, O Father. I have spent time praying and not seeing evidences, praying and making decisions of my own. Lord, settle me. Somebody shout, settle me!
Settle me!
Take your seat. Moko prashadaga. Where dwellest thou? This world have no regard for unsettled people. That was why they left John the Baptist. A man with such an accurate message, a message that was so fierce. John the Baptist's life was characterized with strange happenings. John was not eating food. He was eating locust and wild honey. Because once you're in the wilderness, your environment determines your meal. Your habitat determines your habits. Job was in the wilderness, so what he was eating was wilderness food. He was taking wild honey and locusts. And such a person, you want him to come out and talk normal? You ate pounded yam, somebody ate locusts. You think both of you see the same thing? So what you take in determines what you deliver. Someone just ate rice and stew and chicken and... You're fasting, sorry. I'm sorry. But somebody now, as I'm just talking, I said, Papa was just raising my appetite. Right? Somebody's eating all that and somebody has just came out and ate wild honey and look. Pam, he catch them, kill them, put them in his mouth. So when he begins to talk, John the Baptist was the only person who was filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. Yeah, the Holy Ghost has not been released. Where did he get it from? It wasn't a spirit from God. The Bible used the word Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit from his mother's womb. And Acts chapter 2 had not shown up. So John the Baptist had a pre-Pentecost experience. A pre-Pentecost from the mother's womb. Come out! Strange! Dwelling in the wilderness with animals. Living with all kinds of animals and prophesying on them. Settling quarrel between lion and leopard. You know the number of animals in the wilderness? Did you see the Australia bonfire? You see the number of animals in the wilderness? That's where John the Baptist dwelt! Am I communicating here? Dwell there. Many of us need to get to that point in life. God! Now hear this. Let dwellers down. So be settled. Inquiry is a prerequisite. To be settled in life, then inquiry is a prerequisite. You can't just get out of school and be confused. Oh Lord, what next? Don't go there and just learn one baking thing like somebody who didn't see the four walls of an institution. Get out of school now, you're now confused, not knowing what to do, not knowing what step to take. Let me just use this after youth service time to learn sewing. You've learned everything that doesn't matter to your destiny. You've learned sewing. You've learned sewing for more than 5 years now, yet you still give your clothes to tailor. Are you not confused? You've learned baking now more than 4 years, and you still go somewhere to buy cake. So what was the purpose of that 4 years of waste? Am I talking to somebody here? You have learned things that you don't use for you. The first beneficiary of your talent and your craft is you. You've learned how to bake. Do it for yourself. Once you are able to do it and you are good at it, you can pick errors when people do it. You've learned so much! So much! Yet you can't do anything with it. Because on your way to learning what you were learning, I know somebody who has been learning how to drive for years now. He's still learning now. Ask me yesterday, I said, Alpha, to reverse, eh? To reverse, eh? To reverse. I said, what is? Are you okay? He said, no. He has this phobia. Once he holds steering, he's shaking. He said, to reverse, eh? But that won't remain, only reverse. And if you go front, but not if you go back. I said, nobody likes to go back in life. He said, no, you know what I mean now. Stop. I said, if you go front, and if you go back. I said, nobody goes back. He said, no. I said, and if you go front. I said, no, okay, you mean the vehicle. If you go front, and the vehicle. He said, hey. I said, okay, as you say go front, as you say go back. I said, now lie. They say, you go to one like this, you go, they look. No, so you, it's easy. Because you had a mentality before you started that you can conquer it. I think my wife learned how to drive in one day. She went with they took her out. I was the one who wanted to teach her, but I couldn't teach her. So you can't teach your wife how to drive. You'll be angry. If you taught your wife how to drive, then you are a patient person. I mean, I think my wife said, I said, put nothing to the car. Hey! Stop! I said, what is it? You know, because that's the husband, she's not going to give that kind of... There's going to be romance on steering. baby now, don't shout. You can't say baby to another person teaching you now. So you're going to be careful. When she wants to put her leg, I say, no, don't put your leg. There's this emotion that, but somebody else who did this, she went up and came back with the car. But because she had the mentality that she could conquer it. So when somebody sees driving a car as a mountain, the size of your problem is determined by how you see it. The size of your problem is not a big size. The size of your problem, to some people, headache is cancer. And to some people, cancer is headache. Nobody's falling. To some people, headache is cancer. And to some people, cancer, they don't believe it can kill them. They don't believe any sickness like me. Nobody can kill me. It's what I know. I've seen turbulence. And I say that, listen, you push me, I am here. Nobody will die. It's a settled revelation inside of me. So what you think about yourself? Till now. Let me the problem. He's scared. The wife will talk to me, say, please, now talk to your friend. I will beg him. After like 2 months, he will now agree. So, okay, let's go out. You go out with the person who's teaching him. After like 1 minute, you abuse the person, You are mad. Want to kill me? Take me home. He has cars in the company, cars everywhere. He can't drive. Are you following what I'm saying? Not for you. Now, for those of you who can drive, you are saying, what is there? Yeah? You see what you are thinking now, and you are broke. That's how rich men are looking at you, say, making money. What is there? That's how rich men are looking at you, making money. I mean, somebody told me that in America. It's not what does it take to make money? Very easy. I was looking at him. It's very easy. Understand the market. Know the right time to invest. Know the right time to do this. I was looking at him. I said, to you, this is easy. But to somebody else, you are wondering why it's so hard to make money. And that person is wondering why you think it's so easy to make money. Am I communicating here? Where dwellest thou? You will no more be confused in your life. I see settlement coming your way. The first proof of evidence is what? Somebody says, settle me. And you know, in Nigeria, settle me can mean a lot of things. Settle me can mean marriage. Settle me can also mean you've been with somebody for a while. It's time for you to be free. If you're a police, settle me. Forgive me. It can also mean, you understand me. Okay, so in any dimension and ramification, God wants to settle somebody here. Because at the level of settlement, your language changes. Do you know something I like about Joseph? The Bible says when he saw his brothers, he spoke with an interpreter. Not because he didn't understand the language they spoke. But when your level changes, your language changes. Am I talking to somebody here? That is why in different phases, there are different things people call money. Bankers call it cash. Landlord call it rent. Student call it school fees. Am I talking to somebody here? Hey, lecturer call it blocking. NEPA call it light B. Different people call it different names. Policeman call it Roger. Am I talking to somebody here? Even church, we call it seed. Okay. The next thing we saw, he said, Andrew, tell it, Simon. The next proof of settlement is family intervention. Until your family is balanced, your settlement is incomplete. Can I say some things about families here today? Can I say some things about families? For those of you who are blessed and your sister is stranded, you are incomplete. Those of you who are doing well and your brother is begging to eat, you are incomplete. Listen to me. Show me a man's family, then I'll tell you who the man is. Show me a man's family, I'll tell you who the man is. That is why when I see a husband and a wife wearing clothes that are either the same, you know, in texture or the same in color, I like it. Because it tells about proximity and closeness. Show me a man's family, I will show you them. As soon as God touched him, my God, the Bible says he ran and told his brothers. In Psalm 68 verse 6, the Bible says he settled solitary in families. God settled solitary in families. God settled solitary in families. God wants to bring balance in somebody's family right now. In Jeremiah chapter 32 and verse 24. Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 1. He said God is a God of families. Of all the old earth. He's a God of families. When your blessing, the blessing of God in your life does not reflect in your family, then it is incomplete. There's something I saw some years ago, 1 Chronicles 4, verse 27, about Shemaiah. You can see a man, 1 Chronicles 4, verse 27. I saw something, the Bible said, look at this. Shemaiah had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brethren had not many children. Neither did all their family multiply like to the children of Judah. Now, see the beginning introduction. Shemaiah had 16 sons and 6 daughters. That's breakthrough. Right? Productivity, multiplication. When it came to family, they said what? But your success is incomplete when your family is unsuccessful. It's the family you refuse to raise up that will carry arms against you. It's the brother and the sister you refuse to affect. Andrew ran and told Simon. Simon, come and see. He didn't give him money. He didn't give him cash. He didn't give him finances. He gave him the master. The greatest blessing and the greatest evidence you can show to your family is the way. The way! Lifting, write this down, is incomplete until it reflects on your family. Your lifting is incomplete until it reflects on your family. Your lifting! And that is why there are certain tribes who people respect by reason of how they handle their family. How they handle their spouse. How they handle their partners. Have you seen the Igbo man? You see the way he handles his wife? The Igbo man puts on one baggy shirt and one big pocket where he can put small purse. But you look at his wife. She's all well dressed with all the blings and everything. All the blings on the neck and the hands everywhere. You see that? It's a characteristic of the Igbo man. That is why when you want to marry in the East, they give you a long list. It's a proof to check if you can continue. They give you a long list. You buy this, you buy that. You buy this, you buy that. You buy this, you buy that. It shows your financial strength. When the northern man marries, he gives his wife a job. So he has dominated her, he keeps her at home. How? That is how he married. He collected cane. They give him lashes. Eh? A proof of capacity. He gives them his back and they lash him. He collects it. And if you cry, then you go to the East. You go to the place I married from. Middle Belt. When you come, they give you a list like the Igbos. But there's something they do. They will load food for you. You must finish it. If you can't finish it, it means you have no appetite to feed their daughter. When I went there, they brought pounded yam. Very high. And I can't eat. And they were there greeting me, looking at me. I caught one, caught two, caught three. And they were discussing among themselves. I asked my sister-in-law, what are they saying? They say you look like a poor man. You are eating somebody who cannot take care of their daughters. So I told her, I said, she's my wife's immediate elder. I said, join me now, join me. Help me. If you see the pounded yam, it was later understood, it was a test. That if I don't have appetite, I will transfer the same thing on their daughter, so that when their daughter is coming, she will look like I and her head will be dot. So, because it's called the food basket of the nation. It's food. Food. You come to my house, even though there is nothing, there is food. There is food everywhere, every corner, upside, food everywhere. I mean, I've had people stay in my house, I see their neck become like Dunlop tire. I say, you guys who fast, all of them, that's how they are. Even if they came very tall, they become short. They become so brief, like news headline. And I'm wondering. Okay, sorry. Okay. All right, okay. Can I go on? After lifting, family impact should be your passion. As soon as God lifts you up, impacting your family, as soon as Andrew found Christ, this summer, come and see. After your lifting, your family impact, this 2020, your family will be proud of you. Your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, they'll be proud of you. You are producing evidence that cannot be argued. Masuka barata gata. You are producing evidence that can't be argued. In the third service, I'm going to be laying hands on people. But let me say this before I go further. Your family will be proud to identify with you this year. By the blessings of God. By the blessings of God that's about to come your direction. I see international blessing. Continental blessing. Generational blessing. Transgenerational blessing. It's about to happen in your life. Your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, they will shed tears of joy this year. Because of the blessing of God coming your way, they will shed tears of joy. Your brothers will identify with God because of your life. Your sisters will identify with God because of your life. If your amen is louder, take the blessing.
Amen.
The devil is against families. Look at your sister, your brothers, all of them suddenly turn against you. It's not natural. The devil is at work. We need to address some things. When with all you have done for your family, they don't appreciate it, the devil is at work. You come from a family that want to dictate to you. They want to tell you what it is. There are some of you looking at me, ladies, now. Your mother, your father don't like your husband. There is nothing he will do. He has done everything to win their heart. They said no. Some of you, they don't like your wife. If you like, let her kill herself. Your father has said no. She will kneel down. She will stand up. She will lie down. She will cook. She will carry a gift. The man doesn't want. Maturity is ability to know you are wrong and accepting it. If you made a mistake by judging a daughter-in-law wrongly, and she has proven to be right, accept you were wrong. You try to present a husband for your daughter. You now find out that what you thought about this boy is not what it is. Accept you were wrong. You have contentions today in many parts. There are brothers and sisters that don't talk to themselves. And you know something about the devil? When he's fighting you, he gives you points. Give you logical point, real point. Say no. He said, Papa, if I even tell you what my brother did, you go follow, not talk to him. Are you seeing point? The devil gives you one serious point. You hold. No, sir. It's the enemy's manipulation to scatter your family. It's time. You go call your brother, call your sister, call others. Let's behave like adults and put all this nonsense behind. Let's put an end to this rubbish. When you're in a family where they are very petty, little things, they escalate it. You'll be the matured one. Your wife came in. Your wife did not greet me. Your wife. You are always fault finders. A new wife. Don't also give them things to talk about. Fulfill your own path. Make sure you are in the right standing with God and with them. Take care of your mother-in-law like your mother. And mother-in-law also understand that what you're doing to this girl will be done to your own daughter. There are some mother-in-laws who go to their children's house and start behaving like witches. I'm telling you, witches. They come throughout the period they stay in trouble. Your daughter-in-law is lying down. And you start praying. You face her room. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Yes, she's lying down. Anyone that have given my son something to chop, something to chop. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. And you are not seeing any response. She's not shouting. You expected that she was shouting Holy Ghost fire. She will scream. Ah! As if fire is burning her. You did that for 3 hours. She's not shouting. She's snoring. Shows that your fire is not working. You continue. After a while, you decide to go to the room to go and check whether his fire is burning her. And she's lying down. She now, you went there and you are looking at her eye. She opened her eye. She catch you. Between two of you, who look like a witch? The one that is lying down or you that left your room? No. Between two of you, who should Holy Ghost fire consume? The person that is sleeping innocently or you that tiptoe? You want to go and check if she has gone to Kovu?
I release peace in your family. I release peace in your family. I release peace in your family. So know a great man.
You know what Joshua said? In Joshua 24:15,
choose you this day.
As for me and I alone. Am I what?
God was talking about Abraham. He said, I know him. He will command his household
after me. It's time spiritually, physically, materially for you to cry to God. I told God years ago, my wife, my children will not go to hell. I'm not just only going to be a blessing to them financially. I'll be a blessing spiritually. It's time for you to take their salvation as your priority. How can you be in this church and your mother is still going to Abalis and it doesn't bother you? And you're a member here. How can you be a member here and your brother is still hitting his head on the ground and it doesn't bother you? It means nothing to you. You're just there. That's why I like myself. Oh, I demand my business.
It should become a passion.
Listen to this. Every member of your family who is not saved, I decree an encounter with God.
I see them running to the cross. I see them running to the cross. Your mother will encounter God. Your brother will encounter God. Your sister will encounter God. I see salvation breaking forth. Hey, Barbara, that your brother that's giving you concern, that your sister that's making you worried, you are trying to talk to her. She is immoral. Your brother that is stubborn, your father that is a drunkard, your mother that is harsh and arrogant. I see God changing their life, changing their life, changing their life. I see that your mother becoming a child of God. I see that your father encountering the cross. I see God changing their life.
Be on your feet. Be on your feet. Be on your feet. I have about 4 points left, but I can't continue. The Lord is saying we should intercede for family. Saparata. We should intercede for family. Those of you who have got family members who are having critical situations. Critical battles. You have a brother that is making you cry. You look at his life. You have a sister. You look at her, you are weeping. You have elder sisters who don't stay in marriage. That happened to one, happened to two, and you say, no, sir, it's a pattern. If you don't fight it now that you are still young as a student, it might repeat itself. You have to pray. It's time for us to make it. I sense in my spirit I sense in my spirit. I saw a young man some years ago. I warned him. Arrogant. And this guy was anointed. We'll go out to minister together. When I minister and I'm almost tired, I'll give him the mic. But then we're special. We can do 21 nights of answer. 14 nights. We're more VJ people. All our programs are more VJ. I'll minister to like 3. Maybe start from 10. Like, yeah, I'll give him the mic. God was just, he became so proud. I looked at his father. Pride. The brothers. Pride. Very arrogant boys. They sit at the end of the church then in CGM. When the archbishop is ministering, taking one or two testimonies, the young man sits there and crosses his leg. He begins to weigh what he saw in program to measure it with what the archbishop is testifying about. Are you mad? This is a general. Miracles happen. Somebody comes out, I had pain on my back. Yes, yeah. Johnson. So we are seeing blind, lame. They are talking of pain. I said, are you mad? He was content. As I speak to you now, he's driving bus, this yellow bus. In Benin, yellow bus. I said, are you mad? So why don't you wait till you spend this long time of years? You are still going to see this result. Are you comparing with the general? Then we'll see that. Can testimony say, we'll go to a crusade. We went to a crusade in Benin. The archbishop was ministering. This was happening. He sat down. He brought his leg. I said, stand up. Let's celebrate what God is doing. What is God doing? Ear pain, hand pain, leg pain. That was the last day I related with him. So now he's gone gray. Gone gray. Should be like 46 or so. But oh yeah, gone gray. With us, I wasn't happy, but I told him, I said, look like my father. Nobody is going to believe that you and I, but look at you because of the arrogance, and that's what they call spiritual pride. It's not spiritual pride, you'll be proud, you don't know. Somebody's worshiping God, you feel you can sing better. So, as the person is praising God, you just that you are quiet, you are speaking in tongues. In your mind, you are thinking, what is this? I've passed this level. Spiritual pride. You know, are you see people like that in the heart of manifestation? They appear there in the spirit. Such people don't last. They rise so fast and they fall so fast. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 7 said, what makes you different from another person? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you receive them, why do you ask 1 Corinthians 4:7? For whom make thee differ from another? What hast thou that thou did not receive? If thou did receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou did not receive it? Are you following me? That's the truth. You can't begin to compare dimensions. No! We're in a kingdom. We are not in an organization. We are in a kingdom. You know what generals go through? You have seen me preach, for example, now. Back to back. Do you know, I stay 18 hours in the air. 18. Landed. He carried the Bible. And ministering. You think it's easy for your body system to structure and still manifest? I'm done preaching now. See, I'm doing third service. From yesterday, I'm going to the airport. I'm going to Germany. Not even Frankfurt. I will land Frankfurt, continue to Munich. And I'm starting preaching in the morning. Bam. There are scars of generals. Spiritual pride is terrible. You remember the man? When two men came to the altar, Jesus was given the parable. One of them came. He said, Father, I thank you because I fast 2 times a week. I'm not like this sinner. I pay my tithe. I fast twice a week. The other man came to the altar and lifted up his hand and said, Father, help me, I'm a sinner. You know what Jesus said? He said, this man left justified than that man. This speaks of closeness. That speaks of distance. This left justified than that. In other words, this one who came sincere is close to me. That arrogant one is what? When you use the word that, it speaks of what?
this
proximity. When he said this, left justified than that. This one fasts twice a week, pays his tithe, but is far from me because of pride. How many of you are believing? Listen, don't just raise up your hand. Don't just raise up your hand. Listen to this before you raise up your hand. Don't put your hand up because you feel like doing it. How many of you this morning, you have got members of your family, a brother, a sister, a father, a mother, a nephew, a cousin, who is giving you concern? You are worried. Raise your right hand. That person is giving you a lot of concern. And you are worried at the way the person is going. He's giving you concern. And you are believing God to change them. To set them free. To put their life in order. Go ahead and start praying for them before I pray for them. Begin to pray for them. Pray for them. This is their day. Pray for them. Whatever you are watching by television, in any part of the world, online streaming, on TV, on Facebook, on YouTube, begin to pray for that your brother. Pray for that your sister. Tell God to change her. Tell God to change her. Begin to pray. Begin to pray for them. Pray for them to be changed. Pray for them to encounter God. Pray for them to be delivered and be free. For them to get married. To settle down. To get their babies. To get saved. Pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for them.
La robo sibrakata basurakati.
Pray for them.
Usukoto broshali kata. Akosapa.
Pray for them.
Natan shatia. Iquata balador rikosapa. Ikrosapa lada.
Pray for them.
Rakatukatuka rakatapasa. Irusikosatia. Equaquata paranasula katatia. Rikusukusakata kata braha.
Pray for them.
Rosukoto
shukutukutu. We're going to take the second prayer. Oh Lord, arise and said to me.
Règle-moi.
Oh Lord, arise and said to me.
Règle-moi.
Oh Lord, arise.
Oh Dieu, lève-toi.
And said to
me. Établis-moi.
Oh Lord, arise.
Oh Dieu, lève-toi.
And said to
me. Établis-moi.
Oh Lord, arise.
Oh Dieu, lève-toi.
And said to me, say, my father,
my father,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
as I begin to pray,
oh Lord, arise,
oh Lord, arise.
and settle me. Open your mouth, turn that to prayer. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Always sing, how great is our God? We sing it to the Lord right now. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Oh, we sing how great is our God?
You lift your hands. Sing it two more times. How great is our God?
How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Oh, we sing our great. How great.
For the last time, lift your voice as we sing.
How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Oh, we sing how great is our God.
The Lord will settle you. That member of your family,
cet membre de votre famille,
who is a challenge to you,
qui est un défi pour vous,
who you have been bothered and worried about.
Qui vous donne des inquiétudes.
This January will not end without God visiting them. This January will not end without a testimony in their life. This January will not end without a song in their mouth. The God of heaven will answer their prayer. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Clap your hands and take your seat. Whose picture is that? How many are you?
They are saying the three is less, so we are remaining five. We are remaining seven.
So, what are these pictures you are holding? These are their pictures.
Yes, sir. My brothers, the ones that are living now with my mom.
The ones that are alive. See, three are dead.
Three are dead. Yes.
Dead.
Yes.
We are how many before?
Sir.
We are how many before?
I'm
attracted to the pictures. I saw you holding pictures of different people. That's what I'm asking.
We are 10 before, sir.
Same mother. So three are dead.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Keep the pictures. Keep them on your chair. You cried last week.
Sir.
You cried last week.
Yes, sir.
I saw you crying last week.
Yes, sir.
You cried. Don't worry. God is not asleep. Can I talk to you?
Yes, sir.
I saw something. I'll pray for your family, but before then I saw something now. I saw something like a marriage that would have taken place.
Yes, sir.
On a Friday.
Yes, sir.
And on a Thursday, the man changed his mind.
Exactly, sir.
I saw something now in the spirit. Spirit. This is not the first.
Yes, sir.
There was something like a marriage.
Yes, sir.
Before.
Yes, sir.
I see something like you were married.
Yes, sir.
Before.
Yes, sir.
But something happened.
Yes, sir.
I'm not seeing a child.
Yes, sir.
Something happened.
Yes, sir.
And now, asking God questions, because why is this happening to me? What is Chinwe?
It's my name, sir.
Hallelujah. I'm seeing the letter I H.
That's my surname, sir. My family name. My late husband was a pastor.
Your late husband was a pastor.
Yes.
I'm seeing okay.
Okere, that was his surname.
Now, let me pray. Aleka Osha. In the name, whoever left you wasn't good for you. Listen to the voice of God. Listen to the voice of God. You are a ministry material. You have a call on your life. This person will not have fulfilled it. I'm seeing this person with somebody else. I'm seeing this man with another lady.
Yes, sir.
Don't worry. Forget it. Don't pray about it. Don't even pray again. Don't pray again. If I kneel down now and start thanking God for the deliverance.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
2020, you will begin to enjoy the benefit of God's blessing in your life.
Amen.
Bring those pictures now. Bring the picture. Let your living waters flow. So let your Holy Spirit come and take of every situation that I struggle. Lady, come here. All my cares and burdens unto you
I roll.
Blessing Father. One of us here today, if anyone has been programmed to die in your family, we ask for the angels of preservation. Even if it is something that they deserve, a judgment they deserve, let mercy show up for them. Let mercy show up for them.
Amen.
Are you here alone?
I came with my mom and my dad.
Come bring them. There's a turnaround coming to your family today.
Amen.
How are you, sir? There's a turnaround coming to your family today. I'm seeing a journey. Can you hear me? I'm seeing a journey. I want to say this before I pray. I'm seeing somebody outside. I'm seeing somebody outside. Not Nigeria.
Yes, sir.
Have you been here before?
No, sir. This is my first time.
Your first time. In this place, when we prophesy on you, and it's what you are saying, what it is, you respond. That's what I mean. Respond. They can help me. But if what I'm saying is not correct, don't respond. But the problem is, it's always correct.
Hallelujah.
That should touch you. In the name of Jesus. What is it telling? What did you tell that? Where is he? Can I pray for you? I saw someone outside and I need to pray for the peace of God that passes all understanding upon that person. And I saw oppression that God said I should cancel.
Amen.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir, you are correct, sir.
You see, I'm correct. I saw oppression God said should be cancelled.
Amen.
Can we cancel it?
Yes, sir.
Can we?
Yes, sir.
Can we? Somebody say cancel.
Cancel.
How many of you believe in your prayer? You believe you have a God that answers prayer? Say it's cancelled.
It's cancelled.
And we begin to decree that the anointing of God. Mommy, can I pray for you? Your waist. The healing power of God will come upon you, man. The glory of the Lord. Come upon you. Speak the blessing. Baba
hearing Joseph. Joseph. Wait, I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to this family. Sir, can I tell you what I saw? Why am I hearing Joseph?
My son is Joseph, I'm Joseph. It's
okay,
Joseph Jr.
Let me pray. Are you with them? Are you with them? Can I pray? How are you? God bless you. Oh, come. You have a great destiny. And you fulfill it.
Amen.
What is this wig on your head?
Huh? I'm a barrister.
You are a barrister.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. You know, you are going to do well. Come, he's my friend now. He's my friend. I'm also seeing weak. I'm seeing weak on your head, sir.
I'm a lawyer too.
You're a lawyer too.
Hallelujah.
Clap your hands.
Hallelujah.
But, you know, this one has a great destiny. But can I give you an advice? I'm going to pray for you now. Eh? I'm going to disconnect you from bad friends. I'm going to pray that the appetite of smoking will die.
Amen.
Drinking will die.
Amen.
That's the problem you have. Now, naturally, this is a good guy. He's a good guy. But he can make up your mind and say, I'm not smoking or drinking. But when the thing comes, you can't control it. And it's affecting your mind. It's affecting his mind. Kneel down. Today, that appetite dies.
Amen.
Father, sir, this guy, the future I see for him is that at a young age, his profession should take him around the whole country. The enemies have seen that, and that is what they are fighting. The enemies have seen that, that's what they are contending. I lay my hands on you and I decree freedom.
Amen.
The counsel of the devil is broken.
Amen.
And I decree in the name of Jesus,
Amen.
You fulfill destiny.
Amen.
You fulfill God's plan for your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By testimony.
Amen.
Give my testimony.
Amen.
Sir, congratulations. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
The strong man will be exposed.
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
I lean on the Lord. Who is Bola? There, who is Bola? Bolanle. Omo Bolanle. Is that your name?
Yes,
Omo Bolanle, stand up. Omo Bolanle. She put her hand on her head. Clap your hands for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Africans, Nigeria. When you profess on a Nigerian man, there are several expressions. But I like when you profess on a white man, you just start crying. Nigeria cannot cry. No. Can squeeze his. They cannot cry. Ah, no, it must really be God. The white man just breaks down. He's shocked. He's overwhelmed. How? How did you know? But the black man is looking at you. Eh? Now, wow. Let it come. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus. Who is Peju? Peju?
My last born.
Peju?
My last born.
Who is Nick?
Second to the last.
What's Adedeju? Adedeju? Adedeju?
Ade.
Who is that one?
Adedoyin.
Who is that?
It's my second born.
That's the other name.
My second born is Adedoyin.
Let me pray for you. God is saying He's going to give you a helper. Don't forget, a prophecy for one is a prophecy for all. God will give you a helper.
Amen.
I want to say this to you, and I think you should, as a mother, the prayer of every mother or father is that the children should be better than them. The Lord is telling me something now, which I will tell you directly. I will not filter it. He said, the tears you shed in marriage, your children will not shed it.
Amen. Amen.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
The mistake, the tear. Because now you are not with him. You are alone.
Yes.
This one happened and it cost you pain in your heart. You are unhappy.
Yes.
Because of what you went through in the life and the hand of this man.
Yes.
Who said he was a husband. As a matter of fact, he doesn't contribute to the children's welfare.
At all, at
all. He doesn't bring anything.
At all.
This is something that he does naturally. You are not the first. You are not the second.
I'm not.
You are not the third.
I'm not.
You are the fourth.
I'm the fourth.
You are the fourth. And this one,
I'm the fourth.
You are the fourth. There was a wife. There was a wife. There was a wife. When he get angry, he will just tell them, carry your children, go. Go with your children. He doesn't care. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't supply anything. He doesn't even toothpaste. Nothing. It's just you. And you are crying every day. What are you doing? This is something. I'm something like food.
I'm selling food.
You sell food.
Yes,
I see food. And you don't even make profit, because as the money is coming, it's going. As it's coming, it's going. So now you don't even know now. Should I stop selling food? Should I continue selling food? Because I'm doing food. It's like it's not my destiny. That's not a problem. It's not a problem of destiny. The problem is that what is going from the food to taking care of the children is swallowing the profit. It's not that the business is under attack. The consumption is too high. That is the business God wants you to do. That's the business that will prosper you. But the consumption is too high. So I'm going to pray that God will raise up helpers for your children. God will raise up helpers for your life.
Amen.
Your time has come.
Amen.
Woman, come. Woman, come. Come, come. Oh, my soul. Jesus. Sing like never before. Someone went to do, listen to this, I don't know who you are, somebody, your child gave birth, so you went to do a mugwo. As you came back, there's a problem on your waist, your leg, your chest. Your name is Victoria. Your name is Victoria, Victoria. Victoria, Makabush, are you Victoria? Are you not Beatrice? But you have the same issue. Oh, come, come. Are you Victoria? Let us sit down. Great, great, Mama. You see, not. This is not a matter of fear. Learn to keep secrets. This is not fear. This is wisdom. I see London. You went to London.
Yes, sir.
Mama, when you were going to this London, you were happy.
Yes, sir.
You were telling people, I'm going to London. My child has given birth. I'm going to London.
Oh.
My child has given birth.
Oh.
You were the one announcing it. In fact, I saw two children.
Yes, now two boys.
Two boys.
Yes.
Okay, wait. Let me tell you. One of them. That is listening. He's stretching his ear. I wish the cameramen are really working here. They are focusing on me too much. You can see what they are doing, what that Baba is doing now. Baba is stretching his ear. He wants to hear what I want to say. I wish I have good cameramen here. I don't have. It's not even the cameraman, it's the mixer man. He needs deliverance. I've told you the mixer guy needs help. Don't focus on me too much. Focus on the people I'm talking to once in a while. Their reactions. Baba, I saw something now, eh? Wait! What is wrong with you people? Wait! Baba, I saw these two children, eh? One of the boy, in his manhood, the testis is not complete.
Yes, sir.
Baba is crying. It's not, but listen to me. As I'm praying now, when I finish, call your child to check the testis. Jesus, we complete it now.
Amen.
Jesus, we bring a brand new testis there.
Amen.
A miracle. Who is he fine?
It's my son who born the two children.
Who is he fine?
It's my son who born the two children.
I born the two children.
Yes, sir.
Call him fine. Tell him. Oh, Bagaya. Who be Esther? Who be Esther?
Esther is my daughter, my last born.
Who be Festus?
Festus is my second born, second boy.
Kabuta Zakayate.
Hallelujah.
Can I touch the picture of Ifa and the kids? Bring it. Are the kids in the picture or just the guy? Bring. Sir, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Baba, you begin to prosper. Yeah. You begin to prosper. You came out just now. You wearing suit, you came out just now. And in your heart, you are not happy. You want me to talk to you? Lift your hands. There is a call on your life. But you have been confused. You feel it.
Amen.
Stand up. Come here. Baba. Wait. Hold his hand. What's your name?
Joseph.
What's your name?
Joseph.
Oh, hallelujah.
Wait.
Thank you, Lord.
Pray for Baba. Baba, bless him like your child. Bless him like your child. Bless him. As you are praying for this one, something is happening to your own child. There's a woman. You are a young girl. You are not married. But they told you that your womb is down. I don't know what that means. It's a big situation. They say they may have to operate it, that your womb is down. You are not married. You are not married. They say your womb is down. Has gone down. I don't know what it means. What down? Don't waste my time now. Where are you? There's a lady who is pregnant. You are pregnant. You are pregnant. Your name is Grace. You have given birth twice. Operation. Now you are pregnant again. Oh my God. You think I'm guessing, yeah?
Hallelujah.
Is it you? You have given birth twice. Operation. Come.
Yes,
come. I'm not a prophet of bad news. But there is death I saw hanging around. Eh?
Yes,
casket. You see casket when you sleep. In your dream, you see casket. Lift your hand. Lift your hand. We are going to pray for you. Look at this. In the name of Jesus. This is 4 months. 2 weeks.
Yes, sir.
3 days.
Yes, sir.
9 hours. 17 minutes.
Uh-huh.
21 seconds.
Hallelujah.
Are these your 2 children? You are the husband?
Yes, sir.
Come. How many letters? A-M-I-N. A-M-I-N-U. A-M-I-N-U.
I bring your dolly.
That's your name.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Brother, will you die? I shall. Experience, and God is preserving people. This is not coincidence. Someone in Europe, an Omega child, was sharing a testimony that they live in the suburbs of a train station. Their child was playing, and something he was using ran to the rail, and the child ran to the rail, and the train was coming. The child was stretching to pick it and went flat. The train moved over. In fact, the woman just did like this and passed out. The man was crying, moved over. You know what the minute it takes for a train to move over by a rail? It's a long time. And when the train was gone, the child stood up, took the chain, and was running.
Hallelujah.
They are coming to Nigeria to testify. The child took the chain and was running. Mommy. Now the mother was not the concern because they had to start checking. She had passed out. And you now tell me that is just coincidence. Anyway and anywhere it has been fired from. For death in your life. By the power of the Holy Ghost, it's canceled.
Amen. Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Fulfill your destiny.
Amen.
Fulfill your destiny.
Amen.
Woman, by the power of the Holy Spirit, what the enemy planned is canceled.
Amen.
Safe. Father, do it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let this man testify here of a turnaround. A blessing.
Amen.
A blessing.
Amen.
A blessing.
Amen.
Kneel. If you don't want me to pray for you, I'll walk away. There's a new beginning coming for you, brother.
Light up
You are from Australia. He saw me on YouTube. Okay, saw on YouTube that I prayed for somebody, a boy that was healed, who couldn't hear. So he said you should bring him. He wants to hear. For how long?
Since last year.
Come. Hold his mic. The boy has got hearing aids because he can't hear. That came from Australia. Where do you live in Australia?
Melbourne.
Okay. All right. The boy watched. He said the boy was the one that saw it on YouTube. I was praying for somebody who couldn't hear. And the boy beckoned on the mother to bring him to Nigeria, to me, to pray. Okay, let's see. Oh, Father, what is the hearing aid? Father doesn't need those hearing aids anymore. Let him hear by his faith.
Yes! Open!
Amen.
Open!
Amen.
It's free. Check him out. I felt the power of God on my fingers as I prayed for him. I felt the power of God on my fingers. Let them check him out. What?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Test him again. Are you just looking like that? From Australia. You know, some of you don't know what you have. You don't know the anointing you have. You don't value what you have. My word,
you light up my
world. Keep examining it. You have to start gentle by gentle. Don't confuse. Ask him if he can hear. Say things into his ear. Somebody has not heard before. You're asking the person, what is your name? How will he know his name? And he's looking at you. You say, he can't hear. Ask him letters, words. All right, now, there's something God said I should do. And I'm going to do that the whole of January. We're going to be having a session for photographs. If you have photographs of loved ones here, I'll pray. But next Sunday, if you are coming, you come with all. Even if it's an album. I'm obeying the Holy Spirit. Family, photo book, album. Not frame. Don't bring enlargement. Come with it, and we're going to be praying. But if you have yours now, or you have family members, their photos in the phone, you can lift it up. Do that now. But next, I'm giving this illustration, this instruction. Next Sunday is going to be very, very direct for that. We're going to pray. The Lord spoke to me to do it, and I want you to do it. So lift up those photographs. Third service, I'm going to be laying hands on people believing God for miracles. Miracles. Father, I pray for these loved ones. In the name of Jesus, I decree the power of God upon them.
Amen.
That brother, sister, family member of yours, friend, I decree great grace upon their lives.
Amen.
I speak a testimony and a breakthrough.
Amen.
I decree that they are free in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the hand of the Lord come upon them.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Your time has come.
Amen.
On the 16th, mommy will be at Iraoho. For, is this how you clap? Pass, hold on. There are women who want to marry a pastor so they can travel around the world and take pictures. while they were in London, America, or this is somebody who is going to village. She's going to villages. If she wants to go anywhere, she has visas to go anywhere. Amen. It is the heart that God checks. My wife, in fact, my wife gives me some problem. All her visas will expire without she using them. I will beg her, travel. See, to do what? The visa will expire, I will renew them. If you expire again, I will renew them. Why don't you travel? You say, what am I looking for? What am I looking for? But I see some people who are desirous. They want to, they like those kind of show life. Pursue God's assignment for your life. Please. Not materialism or pleasure. Okay. So please, we are going to support her. Now let me give a warning. This one is not an instruction, it's a warning. You are raising up a prayer mountain, and I see some people going there to pray. After 3 days, then it's now consecrated, it's now open, and will now tell you what and what to do. You don't just go there. There are instructions before you go there. You don't just carry your leg. And good news, we now have Celebration TV Espano. Celebration TV in Spanish. It set up a full station that is run by Spanish people. All Spanish. And the good news is, they have even created their own decoder. The Celebration TV decoder. Like you have Strongs here. They have gone that far to create a decoder. If you don't like progress, I understand. Greater glory! Greater glory! Amen. Yeah, we are taking over. I'm telling you. The Lord told me clearly. When I was in the state, he said, those who left the ministry, say before the end of the year, they will run back. He said, because all over the world, you dominate. All over the world. All over the world. You are taking over. All over. You are spreading to every nook and cranny. Be on your feet and give God the biggest shout you can. Give the Lord a shout. Amen. I know we have a short service, but can this song has just become to my spirit? The fountain of life is flowing everywhere. The song I
need shall never let us
again. The fountain of life
is flowing everywhere. Whosoever drinks shall never ever thirst again.
The fountain of life is flowing everywhere. Whosoever drinks shall never ever thirst again.
The fountain of life is flowing everywhere. Whosoever drinks shall never ever thirst again.
We are going to take that for our offering. During the offering, we'll take that. Now, don't forget, we started something about our tutorials here. For those preparing for JAM, you wait after the service to register the subject with the academic coordinator. You come this way if you are preparing for your jam. You come this way. And we're going to get you people to lecture you free of charge. You are not paying. And also, we are starting adult education class. For those of us who are adults, who still want to go to school, free of charge. Free of charge. Amen. Because that's the only option we'll be left with, or we have to create a translation center. Because within our ministry is international and we need you to come up to speed. So, if you're in that category for adult education, they're not ashamed, Puto. Eh? Not ashamed, Put. So, there's not. Be yourself. Are you following me? Not when I say in those days, you say a legacy, those. Oh, yeah, okay. At the end of the service, come this way. You register so they'll teach you or tell you what and what to do. All right, back to the Bible finals. We got some winners. Just call the winners and do their presentation. Oh, okay.
Daddy, there are three winners.
Go ahead.
So,
oh, leave my altar. Leave my altar.
After the rigorous.
Leave my altar, Udoka.
Stages from stage 1, stage 2 to stage 3. There were over 1,000 participants. We got three final winners. So, first on the list is Joseph Kamara. He won for himself 10,000 naira.
Is that the third?
That's the third.
Where is he?
Joseph Kamara.
From where? 10,000.
It's from Liberia.
I think this is my suggestion, though. I think you have just given him the 10,000 because this cardboard, the money for the cardboard is more than the 10,000 naira. I just think so. Next time, just give him the. If it's big money, I know we are trying to be official. Yeah, thank you. So that we don't waste. This card is more than 10,000. So if I were him, I'll just collect this paper and leave the cash. Congratulations, Joseph. God bless you. Second.
The second person is Napoleon Alegana.
Why are they shouting?
Michael Theophilus. Second person with a prize of 30,000 naira. Michael.
Clap your hands for him. What are they tearing up? Huh? They were not open before. Okay. 30,000. Congratulations. Amen. From your dressing, you will know Bible. The way you appear, you will know Bible. You look like Bible. You left it behind. Okay. Next person.
The first on the list is Mr. Napoleon Alegana, the price of 100,000 naira.
100,000. Ah, I thought you only know how to dance. You even know Bible. I'm impressed. Present that thing like that and show the world how serious you are. This is what you should have done. Congratulations. Keep winning. Keep winning. Congratulations. Amen. Where's the money now? If you have your prophetic seed, come cast it out. If you have your prophetic seed, you came with a seed or you came with your first fruit. First fruit is not a donation. It's not what you feel like giving. It's an obedience to God. I'll teach you that next week. I'll talk about it actually in the midst of my message. If you have a first fruit, come cast it on the altar. And if you have your seed faith, all my partners, please come. Partners are those who come with specific seed every Sunday. If you came late and you've not dropped your tithe, come cast it on my right hand side. Lift up your seed faith, everybody. All partners, cast your seed in that bowl. If you came with a tithe, cast it over here. If you came with your first fruit, you came with a seed to connect to grace, cast on the altar. You are a pastor. You came with your church tithe from your ministry, cast that on the altar. Lift up your seed faith. It's blessed. In Jesus' name. The fountain of life is flowing everywhere. Whosoever drinks shall never ever thirst again.
The fountain of life is flowing everywhere. Whosoever drinks shall never ever thirst again. The fountain of life is flowing everywhere. Whosoever drinks shall never ever thirst again. The fountain of life is flowing everywhere. Whosoever drinks shall never ever thirst again. The fountain of life is flowing everywhere. Whosoever drinketh shall never ever thirst again.
The fountain of life is flowing everywhere. Whosoever drinks shall never ever thirst again.
The fountain of life is flowing everywhere. Whosoever drinketh shall never ever thirst again.
The fountain of life is flowing everywhere.
Whosoever drinks shall never ever thirst again.
The fountain of life is flowing everywhere. Whosoever drinks shall never ever thirst again.
Daniela, come and see the light.
Daniela.
Superpower.
Of deliverance and impartation. There'll be workers meeting on Saturday, this Saturday, after the marathon prayers, 8 a.m. This is important because there are some informations I need to give to you. All of them ministers are to wait. Oh, come on. Didn't they do this last Sunday? No, don't cancel it. Reduce your meetings. Cast it. Bless and keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you. Increase you. I decree evidence in your life. In Jesus' name we pray. My head is a good head. My life is a good one. Angels shall fight for me. Greatness on my side. Goodness shall follow me. No matter what the matter is. Greater glory! Great.
Amen.